everybody. Welcome back to Safety Meeting. I'm Big Pat. This is Cousin JoJo. Back for another action-packed episode of Safety Meeting. Grab your lighters, grab your bowls, grab your blunts, grab your nuts. Let's fucking do this.
Just so we're clear, I'm actually going to use the second one.
Good. I was bringing the thunder.
I was being honest, bro. A little emotion helps. I think it'll help us a little bit. So, did you hear that fucking Elon Musk is the man of the year?
I was literally just reading it before we started.
Like,
who would have thought?
All this talk about Jeff Bezos, and it ends up being Elon Musk, man of the year. Selling off all of his homes.
I mean, let's be realistic here. I mean, Elon did have a hell of a year as far as from a businessman standpoint.
Along with philanthropy. Like, come on, bro. The guy's literally selling away all of his homes.
Right. Think about this, though. You want to know how, I mean, in the beginning of the year, the U.S. government decided that the entire U.S. government fleet system needed to be Tesla 3. Bam. Fuco sales.
Who got the NASA contract to go back to the moon? Be the first person to send people to the moon since 72? Tesla. It wasn't Bezos, by the way. You know, the guy that's supposedly launching rockets in the outer space almost every other day.
Who's the man who was able to make a fully electric car requiring zero gas?
Nikola Tesla. Oh, Elon Musk, sorry.
Right. An entire car system that runs off of lithium. Amazing. What about the fact that as of, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, you could fact check it, but as of January 6th, Cyberlink could go online. What's Cyberlink? Well, he shot a rocket into space with this long-ass trail of satellites, and he strategically placed them all across our Earth's atmosphere. Why? Because this new internet can replace the old broken system. Cyberlink.
So
what makes that even cooler too?
What if, because unfortunately me and Pat are on different sides of the spectrum when it comes to Elon. Pat thinks Elon is evil, and I think Elon is here to help humanity, right? What if he is Nikola Tesla in the modern day age, just with money? Because I personally, if Tesla would have had the money and not died poor and penniless, he would have done a lot of this same shit you see Elon doing. That's where Elon got it all from. That why do you think he calls the car the Tesla?
Right. Let's see, what else did he do in 2021? He created Doge coin.
Doge.
Looks like dog, but and there's a dog as emblem, but it's Doge coin.
Doge coin, yeah.
So he's also created his own version of the Tesla phone. The Tesla phone will be compatible with the new internet, and with the new internet, it'll make it so that the service itself is free. Free? Yeah.
Once again, kind of sounds like Tesla.
The same exact phone will do things like you can operate your Tesla with it. You can set your phone in mine mode for cryptocurrency, and your phone will automatically start mining on its own. Because whether we want to accept it or not, cryptocurrency is the future. Whether we want to accept it or not. I mean, NFTs are a pretty common thing because of things like Fortnite and Rocket League. You know what I mean? And NFT is a non-negotiated file transfer. So basically, you own a piece of data that circulates in the internet, and it's forever attached to your file. So if you were to cross platforms, cross whatever, this NFT is stuck to your account. It's permanent until it's spent or used or traded or sold or whatever, you know. He started his career as a kind of a poor guy. He's 28 years old, and now by the age of 52, he's the richest man in the world. He works 70 hours a week. He doesn't even own his own home. He rents an apartment.
Sold off all his houses. I don't think he's even.
There's a video of him in 2018 when he first started fucking around with SpaceX. And SpaceX was launched into the sky. And he's watching it from his command post. And he's watching it. And then the rocket hits the firmament. And it hits the firmament and it starts scraping along the walls, creating illuminated blue light. And Elon stood there and he cried. Why did he cry? Because that's when he knew everything that he was told was a lie, just as much as everything we were told was a lie. But it doesn't deter him from the goal. The goal is to leave Earth. The goal is to figure out, truly, if we are alone in this universe. He's going to do whatever he's got to do to make that possible. What if somehow down the line through a paper trail, what if he helped fund CERN? Because if we can't go up and leave the atmosphere, and if we can't go down and leave the atmosphere, the only other option would be to find some of these magical portals that are scattered throughout the world, or make one.
But all right, I know we've talked a lot about CERN and how it's sketchy and how they might have opened a black portal, which could have, you know, fucked some shit up. But that doesn't mean that they're necessarily evil, right? Like, the pursuit of science is nothing more than the pursuit of to find things out, right?
Right.
So if he had funded projects for CERN, that doesn't necessarily make him or CERN malicious. Maybe CERN is actually out there trying to look out for the people. Maybe they were trying to find a portal, open a portal, so that way they can get outside of the Earth, because they also know that we're trapped. And they're trying to find a way out.
Right.
For the betterment of humanity.
Right. And I see that you're trying to create a positive spin on this. But this is the same CERN that right outside the accelerator, they have a statue of Ashrod, the goddess of destruction.
I mean, so?
I mean,
maybe that's symbolism for they know that the world we live in has to be destroyed and they're the ones that have to do it. Right? Because, all right, good and evil, we always have that we always seem to like have like a debate on it. What's good? What's evil? Who's sinister? If everything's evil, then what is the good? There's got to be some good, bro. There's got to be that
good. The good is us. We're the good.
But see, there's got to be. There's also got to be a bigger entity than us. That's the good. You get what I'm saying? Because that's not what I'm getting at. If there's a faction of them against a faction of us, what sense does it make that all of the powerful factions are all run by the same evil doing, right? There has to be at least one or two that are there for the good, but they just get shot down because of all of the rest. You know what I'm saying? The sins of the many is always going to hurt the few. True. And that might be what's happening with people like Elon Musk and CERN. Because outside of opening the black hole that we really don't know if they did or not, what evil doing do we really have to them? It's not like HARP, where, you know, they got an F5 fucking tornado just ripped through fucking four states alongside in the United States, like, or, you know, making fucking hurricanes hit the side of fucking China and cause tsunamis and shit like that.
You know, the crazy part is this, right? It's like, okay, so CERN, if they aren't up to no good, or what if? Now, it was a hot topic on TikTok today. I saw a few videos and a lot of people have been chitter-chattering about it. So a question that a lot of people seem to be thinking, people that think like us, you know, outside the box, that, you know, a lot of people point to CERN and they think that a lot of the biggest natural disasters have all happened after 2012. But at the same time, I could think of a couple of disasters pre-2012 that were just as bad. Like, for example, Hurricane Katrina. Hurricane Ike. Hurricane Sandy. I mean, these are all pretty bad storms pre-2005. So, or 2005, pre-2012, I meant to say. I mean, that could be. What if there is a portal open and because of it, the weather could be fucked up? But at the same time, declassified documents prove that HAARP exists. And HAARP is an organization. It's a worldwide organization that controls and does weather modification, hydro seeding, and et cetera.
In September of 2011, there was an earthquake and tsunami in Japan. There was a total of 5 natural disasters they have accumulated for 2011. Okay.
Was one of them the blizzard of 66?
No, that was just for that year alone.
Oh. Gotcha. But anyways, Elon Musk. Good guy, bad guy. Guys, let us know what you think. Drop a link in the comments. Drop a comment. What do you think about Elon? Do you think he's good? Do you think he's bad? Now, kind of like Joe said, Joe's been, you know, on the side of Elon's a good guy. Now, typically, I am that guy who says somebody's a good guy. However, there's just so many things about him, little quirks, that makes me believe he's not so much a good guy. Because he's just a guy. He's a guy with a lot of money.
And that's what makes him a good guy, though. The fact that he's got all these weird little regular quirks that make him normal is the fact that you said it earlier. We are the team of the good guys, right? He is more like us than Jeff Bezos. He is more like us than Biden, than Putin, than Trump, than any of them.
Right, but he's still a man with a whole lot of power.
And he uses his power to try to help people.
But historically, no man with that much power uses his influence for good intent.
But he is.
Let's hope he's the guy.
I mean,
it'd be nice to have somebody on the good guy's squad, you know?
The best way I can really put it is, other than your skepticism from putting him and looping him together with all other rich and powerful men, what has he done to make it seem that he is a bad person?
He's monopolized the automobile industry.
How?
He monopolized it, man. Dude, how?
It's not a monopoly. He doesn't own Ford. He doesn't own Nissan. He doesn't own Chevy.
But it's the most sold car.
But that doesn't make it a monopoly. Just because he makes something that everybody wants doesn't make it a monopoly or him a bad person.
So what was the word then?
I literally think that
a competitive advantage? That's not it. When you have the hottest product.
Just having
your outside every other industry on this every other brand, what is that? What is the word?
A superior product. What's wrong with having a superior product? Water is better than soda. That makes water the superior product.
Right, because without water, you'd have no soda. Okay.
But see, it kind of just feels like you think he's bad just because he has money. Like, that's just saying anybody with money is an evil person.
I mean, look, I know you've watched a lot of interviews that the guy is with people. And I've watched, you know, probably not as many, but I watched quite a few. And the only thing, okay, now, when he speaks, he's obviously well-educated. He has an intent with everything. He doesn't speak in code. He just speaks direct. And you can tell that he's genuine. Like, you know, that's just the aura that he emits. You can read that, okay? So he seems trustworthy. But also his insight on and things that he's been saying for many, many years about he believes the direction of society will go has been pinpoint and precise. So it's either he's in helping influence that into society, or it's just a really good fucking guess.
I mean,
or our society is that fucked up that it's easily predictable.
All right. So I'm going to put it to you like this. With me and you, right, we'll talk about things, and it could be something weird or whatever, and you'll come to notice that I was fucking right, and it happens strikingly a lot, right? What if it's just the same thing with Elon? He just looked at the situation analytically and said, this is the way it looks like it's gearing towards, and society just geared it towards that way. Like, up until what, the last 5-10 years, did anybody really know who Elon Musk was?
I didn't.
Exactly. Like, so he can't really, you can't really say that he was in a position then to be the one that was pushing us all towards there. He just said, this is the way, there was plenty of other physicists and scientists that all said this is how the world was going to go.
My first introduction to Elon Musk was watching the segment with him on the Joe Rogan show where he smoked a joint. That's where I first learned about Elon Musk.
My first time learning about Elon Musk was Tesla, to be honest with you. When Tesla came out. Because I seen this car named after this great scientist, and I said, well, who the fuck is making this car named Tesla that was, you know, kind of seemed like one of his inventions, and it made me look into Elon.
Yep, I saw him on the Joe Rogan show because it was a really cool meme that was circling the internet for a while. Of him hitting the joint and having that cool look on his face. Like, this ain't shit. And then I found out from Googling who he was from that segment on the Joe Rogan show, I realized he was the innovator of SpaceX. Okay. And then time starts to progress and the Tesla car comes out. The rest is history, as they say.
Like, erase the car, right? And if you were to take away all of that man's money, but still let him have the innovation and the brain that he has, it's Tesla, bro. And all Tesla was really trying to do was help humanity. Free internet, free electricity, all of that type of shit. And then come to find out, you could have used all of those things as weapons. The free wireless internet and electricity for the world could have been used as a fucking death ray. If he was evil, And he was really out for the worst of society, he could have just went and sold that invention to the U.S. Army. Made some money. And then he wouldn't have been broke.
Or, as a quick story twist, what if he is just also like Tesla, inhabiting a body of an angel that has bounced around through time and help correct the wrongs of mankind?
I mean, Tesla would be the first one to tell you that none of his inventions and ideas were his own. Tesla was very big into hallucinogenic drugs. He would go into these, as he would call them, dream states. And anyone's never done a hallucinogenic drug, they know that's nothing more than a trip. And when he was done with this dream state, boom, he would have the invention. It would spark the idea. What if he was just a good guy?
What if it's like one of those angels that's in the prophecies, and they've lived vicariously throughout time through people to help restore the good in humanity?
Honestly, and that's why wouldn't Tesla be one of those people? I mean, not Tesla. Why wouldn't Elon be one of those people? Keanu Reeves has got all this money, and we have an ongoing conspiracy that he's an angel. So obviously money and power don't make you an evil person.
True. It's just your intent.
I'm just trying to make you see Elon in a different light. Because I really do believe he's out there for us.
I'm really not going to take away anything from the fact that he is a genius. He understands the world on a level that I'll never be able to. But you know, I just hope that your intuition's right on this one. He is a good guy, because a lot of people are following blindly because they need something positive in their life to follow.
Well, if you know anything about me, Patrick, I don't follow anybody blindly.
But he is remarkably intelligent. And there's not too many of those types of gentlemen that stand out right now in modern era.
No. And you can tell that all his ideas are organic. And that they're genuine, like you said. I think that was a perfect word. Because they all seem to be his own. Like, yes. Because like I've told you before, you get an idea and you have 3 days to act on it. If you don't act on that idea in 3 days, goes back into the universe and gets recycled. I mean, these ideas are his own because they're from the universe that just happened to get recycled to him. You get what I'm saying? It may sound weird. Like, I don't think that there was some way that he lost fucking Nikola Tesla, you know, inventions from the US government. I don't think they're letting go of those shits. You know what I'm saying?
Or maybe those great inventions were because of his background, and maybe his energy were just set in his lap and said, here, make this happen.
We're not going to even talk about the fact that the man
is... What's up, Blue?
What's up, Blue? We're not going to talk about the fact that the man is from South Africa.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Dumbass.
Vibranium, bro. This whole time, Elon's been from Wakanda. We didn't even know.
You know, it's weird, right? I've been thinking about this because I saw something a few days ago. And it said, what if I were to tell you that the moon is made of a mix of titanium and vibranium?
I can believe that.
And it's older than time because it's part of Yahweh's creation.
Yes, I can believe that 100%.
So the fact that vibranium, being in the Marvel universe, the strongest metal known to man, the fact that it's so powerful that you could hit it in certain ways, and the frequencies could create an energy wave stronger than any electrical wave ever formed in planet Earth.
That's what they're missing for the pyramids. Right? Because they believe that the pyramids were like a hydraulic pump, right? So you go in there and you make a hymn or a pitch or something like that, or whatever note, and it causes them to have water. Because underneath all of these pyramids, all across the world, happenstance, it all happens to be underground rivers underneath all of them. So They say that if you go in there and hit a certain pitch, it opens up these valves and it causes the jostulation, causing you to have whatever happens, an energy force. Or
you said jostulation.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. Good word placement.
I mean, I do what I do sometimes. So what if that's how what it is, right? They take something that's part titanium, part vibration, hit it in a certain way, just like in fucking Black Panther, and that's what causes it.
That's what makes the sun or makes the moon light up.
For years, maybe for years, they thought it was like humming. Because you remember, like back in like the movie, like The Mummy and shit like that, when they would go into the pyramids and do all like those seances, they'd always be like humming in that weird like, oh, like, you know. What if they were wrong? What if it wasn't a human voice, a human sound?
It's a pitch.
It was hitting of the vibranium, causing it to make that electrical shock wave, thus causing the hydraulics.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever. R.I.P. Chad Boseman. I said his name wrong, but you know, all know what I was talking about. So can we go back to HARP though? Because I tried to make a comment on HARP like 15 minutes ago and you just completely bypassed it. We're not going to talk about the fact how HARP is really evil and they're out here setting storms on people.
Especially this year.
Fuck yeah. Come on, you're going to tell me that. You're going to tell me that F5 tornado was not man-made. When was the last time? I think it was like they said like, It's been like 80 years since like a tornado that strong has hit that area, or maybe it was like maybe it was the first time ever or something. But as I seen today in Kentucky alone, there were 75 people dead and 100 people missing so far, and they expect those numbers to go up. Meanwhile, you got the volcano La Palma that Monday night around 9 p.m. it just stopped. No more earthquakes, no more nothing. But it might not be over because they said that this tends to happen sometimes, right? Because there's two reasons. Because you need pressure from the gas buildup and the lava moving up the tube. That's what actually moves the tube. It moves up the tube is the pressure. That's what causes the energy. So the loss of pressure is either due to the loss of flow of magma, which there is not, because there's still a slight flow coming out. So that tells them there's still plenty of magma. So what they're thinking is that there is a blockage somewhere in between the subterranean level. So as soon as that blockage gets caught unblocked, all of those eruptions and all that shit, as soon as the pressure starts to build up again, it's coming right back. It might be even worse than it was the first time.
HARP. Which stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. It's a scientific facility for studying the ionosphere located near Gakona, Alaska. That's the United States hub of HARP.
I'm pretty sure they got other places. Don't they got one out in like Nebraska somewhere that makes like rainstorms and shit?
In the ionosphere. What is the ionosphere?
I don't know.
It's the area in between the stratosphere and the atmosphere. The ionosphere.
None of that's ever made sense to me anyways. All that's bullshit.
That area is the area of positively charged ions and electrons.
Which is it though?
Where they put satellites to orbit in, because it can power itself in the ionosphere, allegedly. Allegedly.
I was about to say, out of everything that we don't believe on this show, you're just going to say that like it's 100% fact?
I'm just repeating the knowledge that was taught to us. That is all, Joe. I'm repeating what is taught to us metaphorically. So the ionosphere, what is the important area? Or what is important about that? It's a positively charged area, right? Now, if you have this positively enforced area, and then you have the atmosphere, which is the air we breathe, and they go through in the daily and send hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of planes that shoots liquid lithium or silver nitrate particles into the sky because they're supposed to attract rain molecules, right? It's called hydroseeding. What do you think is going to happen when you have, okay, let's look at a piece of pizza or a piece of pie. Okay, let's pretend that this piece of pie is a big ass thunderstorm. This piece of pie, right? And it really is only, it's really only two slices of that pie. So it's one quarter of that pie is really the thunderstorm inevitably. But that other three quarters of the pie is all manufactured and then it mixes together. So you take something that was supposed to be natural and you're making it created, therefore not really knowing if you have full control over it. And when you don't have full control over it, that's how disasters happen.
There's fake apple pie?
Yes.
Please explain. I've never once had a fake apple pie in my life.
Miss Nancy's. They're the ones that are two for a dollar. The little pies that come in the tin. You get them at the corner store. You can get an apple pie. You get a pumpkin pie. You get a chocolate pie. You get a mincemeat pie. Those are fake. Those aren't even pie.
Bro, who the fuck eats those? I didn't even know that was a real thing.
Dude, people have been buying them for generations, man.
I thought you were going to say one of those little things you used to be able to get from the gas station. You probably still can. They come in a little cardboard box, and you're supposed to put them in the microwave to heat them up. You got, like, the frosted thing on the outside to them. I was about to say, those aren't pies, bro. Those are, like, they're called turnovers.
Yeah. Damn, now I want a turnover.
I never really liked them, to be honest with you.
Blueberry one.
You know what's good, though? You know what's good? You get you a Snickers bar and a honey bun, put that shit in the microwave, and let the Snickers bar melt on top of that honey bun.
You're making my inner fat guy start to rumble.
That's some good shit, bro.
Sounds pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. Sounds pretty good.
Nice and nougaty.
I remember one time I took a pound cake, you know, one of those store-bought pound cakes. They're about this big. Same corner store that you get the fake pies, you get the pound cake. You shove a whole Snickers bar in the pound cake, and then you microwave it. And it makes it for a super good awesomeness when you get to the center of that motherfucker. Well, yeah. If you're into pound cake.
Not really. I'm not a big cake person.
You don't like lemon, do you?
It's not has anything to do with lemon. So I just don't like cake.
No, but most pound cake is kind of has a lemon zest to it.
I don't eat cake. The most cake I'll eat is one of those little mini cupcakes that's like more like the real thick chocolate frosting. Because if it's whipped frosting, don't give me that shit.
You're not a cake eater.
No, I hate cake. Upside down pineapple cake is banging.
You heard it here first on safety meeting. Joe is not a cake eater. Tell your friends, make sure to hit that like and subscribe button.
Hold on. Pause. Unless it is an upside down pineapple cake. That kind of cake, I will eat it. Yep.
I mean, I'm not gonna argue with you on that. It's a pretty good cake.
German chocolate cake is all right. I just gotta be in the mood for something chocolate.
I mean, that is thick, man. If you're one of them people that's all about your calorie count, you don't even try German chocolate cake because you're gonna destroy that in one slice.
And I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm weird. I'm the type of person I only eat the parts that have the frosting right next to it because I only really want the coconut.
You're an animal.
Bro, I can sit here and eat a whole jar of frosting by myself. Chocolate frosting or that fucking coconut frosting. Yeah, that shit's, man.
But you don't eat cake.
Nope, I don't like the cake. It's a texture thing. I don't like the grittiness of the texture of cake. Like, I'll do brownies if they're, like, right to the point to where they're, like, almost done, but they're still gooey, but they're not, like, sticky. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yo, check this out. I got the seal of approval to make special brownies for the Christmas this weekend.
Can I get some?
Everybody said it. They're down for it. I said, bullshit. Because if I bring it, I'm going to be the only one bringing it. Everybody's going to look down. And then my cousin said, well, it's at my house. And I'm the host, so bring them. I'm like, fuck yeah. We're going to have a good Christmas. I'm going to make some brownies.
Now I'm a little upset. Now I'm a little upset I'm not invited to Christmas. I get that it's not my side of the family. But either way, I'm a little offended. Joe likes brownies.
I'll save you one if you'd like.
One isn't going to be enough.
Because I'm going to make a big, you know, a big tray of it. So I'm obviously going to take a few out because I'm going to cut it all out and put it on a plate and make it presentable. But not for the kids. We're going to tell them it has alcohol in it so they don't eat it.
Oh, man.
You can eat all the other baked goods, just not these ones, okay? These are the grown-up ones. These are whiskey. Okay, you smell the whiskey? You don't want that.
I don't know if you know this or not. For a higher yield when you make the butter, if you use coconut oil instead of butter, you'll get a higher yield. Because there's a higher fat content in coconut oil than there is actual butter. So more of the THC sticks.
I do have a lot of coconut butter.
No, coconut oil. Coconut oil.
What?
Coconut oil.
I know. I fucked up when I said it.
I'm like, oil. Coconut butter? I've never even... cocoa butter? You're going to put lotion on this shit? That's nasty. I don't want Pat's brownies.
See, what happened was... we're having a safety meeting, damn it.
So, I don't know if you heard this or not, but there was a gas tank explosion in Haiti, right? 62 people so far are dead. They got about 50 houses that were set on fire. There was a tanker who was driving through the little town there, and it stopped because it was having mechanical issues, and then it started leaking gas. And wouldn't you know, a bunch of people started to swarm the truck to get free gas when it exploded. Due to desperation and greed by both the trucking company that was delivering the gas and the locals, that's what this tragedy was really caused by. Because, bro, how much really, because you're a trucking company, that means you normally have a motor pool on site. How much did it really cost you to check that truck and make sure that it was running before it left out for the day?
I don't know the answer to that.
It couldn't cost you that much. You're already paying the fucking mechanic. That's my point. Like, that's that right there is never. And if you're not paying a mechanic, that's where the greed comes in. And desperation is just on the people. To think that you have to sit there and say, hey, I'm going to go steal gas from this burning truck so that way we can have gas to get to work tomorrow. Or, you know, cook some food in the stove or whatever it is. I don't know the situation over there like that. But to have that desperation is fucked up, man.
Do you think it's desperation or do you think stupidity plays a role?
Both. Right? Because desperation will make you do stupid things.
Okay, now I'm going to just throw out this as an example, okay? Yes, I know it was a meme, but there was a meme that went around at the beginning of, halfway through the year last year when there was this thing about there's going to be a gas shortage, right? So everybody went and filled all their fucking tanks and did everything. And there was a lady who filled up garbage bags with gasoline. And she was able to pick up the garbage bags, and she walked a good 6-7 steps. And, of course, it dumped out because the gasoline ate it. But that's stupidity, right? That's not desperation.
No, that is a completely different situation. That is 100% stupidity and greed. Because 90% of those people were looking to buy that gas so that later on, when there was no gas, they could sell gas. Well, how the fuck are you going to accurately sell that gas? Do you have a gas pump at your house? Did your house happen to buy that when you were at the gas station? No. How are you going to funnel that gas into your car with the trash bags or the big ass Rubbermaid bucket? Did you think of that one? No, you didn't. They just said, you know what? I'm going to go get me some gas.
Yep, I'm going to fill my car. I'm going to fill these bags.
But with the people in Haiti, it was completely different. They weren't facing that situation. It wasn't everybody rushing to the pumps. It was everybody rushing to a broke down burning vehicle at one, or smoking vehicle at least at one point, to get gas. That's desperation, bro.
Right. Right. You know, I don't want to change the subject because I know you're truly trying to stand on a point, but I cannot get past the fact that it looks like your fucking hair is combed, bro, and I don't like it. Fuck it.
Yes, it is.
It is. I feel like you should one time or something, man. It's just honestly, and like, you know, like, and I mean this in niceness, in the 20 plus years that we've known each other. Jesus, now that Patrick. Like,
phases, Patrick.
I've never seen you comb your hair before.
There's an ultimate plan to this. Phases, Patrick.
Are you going to go for the Keanu look?
Oh, you remember what we talked about last night? I was dead serious, bro.
Oh, okay. Okay. But, all right. Yeah.
Well, not that far. Not that far. I don't want to go that far with it. I figure I'd just do nice hair. And I'll do it in small little stages because I got to acquire all of the outfit.
Right. You might have to go get a touch up, have it cut just in the right place, just so it grows just to the right length.
No, I'm not cutting my hair at all. This is my connection to the universe, bro. Avatar was telling us something, in my personal opinion. I believe that. Like, that movie spoke volumes. And a lot of people, I mean, if you didn't look at that movie and realize that they were speaking of the colonization of America, pretty stupid. Like, it may not be, like, straight out just, you know, parts from, like, the States. But them avatars, they reminded me a lot of, like, the Mayans. That's the vibe I got. The Mayans, the Aztecs, if they were really peaceful. But they were only peaceful because they didn't really have any threat. Just one with the universe.
I mean, the story of Samson, his power came from his hair.
Yeah. I mean, in a lot of ancient cultures, that's what your hair was. Shit, that was the one thing that attracted angels to the human female, was their hair, right? That's why in the olden days, in the Muslim religion, that's why they covered their hair along with their face. So that way the angels couldn't see your hair.
Right. Holy shit, I can hear. It's been so loud.
And then the Amish thing, the Amish people have a weird thing with their beards. I don't really remember what it is. They got a lot of weird shit.
Oh, the fact that they can't grow a beard until after they have they're married?
That's what it is. Yes.
They have to be clean shaven up until they're married. And they can marry legally binding after the age of 16. But they can that's the only time they can grow a beard, but they can't
grow a mustache.
You can't have a mustache. And oddly enough, it's because if they were to have a mustache, it would make them look like a Jew. Jews have the full mustache beards.
It's not the reason.
Because they never got one. But so they have to keep it clean. Like they have to have this maintained, and they have it for they can let it grow out for up 25 years of the anniversary of their marriage. They could choose to have it groomed, tightened up, or just let it be. And then that's just what they carry. It's so weird. They all have that. What was her name?
See that. Your reason makes sense, right, Patrick? With the whole mustache thing. But when I've researched it, and I had to do a double take. The reason that I always came up with was that it stemmed from back in them days, elaborate mustaches were known to be worn by men in the military. And since they didn't want to be associated with those type of people, that's why they banned the mustache.
I mean, there's a lot of mystique when it comes to the Amish. We don't know a whole lot about them. And if we have, it must be everything collected on them throughout time has just been either put away or burned, because you get very limited information, no matter the source. Like every source will tell you the same basic story, and it reminds you of a setting from the Village. You remember that movie, The Village?
Yeah. The shy, whatever,
yeah.
Where they were afraid of the woods.
They're afraid to leave the compound. There's monsters lurking in the shadows. Fuck, what was I saying? Well, it's like you only know so much. I don't know.
All right.
Now, so any of you guys, real quick, before any of you guys have watched Safety Meeting, you know, I've been rolling with us this whole time. You know, right? I've brought up the Amish people a few times in previous episodes. And it's not because, first off, it's not because I'm hating on them. I'm not bashing them. I'm not trying to put any of them down or humiliate them. I'm just curious as to how their culture is, what their origins are. And until I get the opportunity to speak with one face to face, I can only speculate and have what. So that's why I like to talk about it.
Well, which led me down a little rabbit hole, right? I just quickly Googled, are there other Amish people in other countries? Because, you know, just wanted to think. And outside of North America, there are no other Amish settlements. They've tried to go to South America, but it ain't really working. Most of today's Amish brethren, all right, come from a German Palestine group from about the early 18th to early 19th century. And which kind of makes sense, because Pat has a strong belief that the Amish people, I don't want to steal your thunder on this one, are really the lost, blue-eyed, blonde-haired Jews that Hitler spoke of. And if those origins are true, that would make sense. right? Wouldn't it?
I mean, nobody understands the psychology of Hitler, but he thought that the evil in the world were not just Jews. He didn't say Jews as a whole. He said the white Jews, the blue-eyed, blonde-haired, they all looked the same Jew because he thought they were the evil of the world. Why or how? I don't know. What if they're just nothing more than a series of doppelgangers? What if they're bad guys? I mean, what are the origins of people with blue eyes? Blasted. I don't know. But what is it about? Okay, so they live. If you were to try to, and this is just my thought, okay? Strictly my thought. But if you were to think about how Mennonites live and how Amish people live, they're really close in similarity. But if you had to break it down on a timeline, the Mennonites are like 40 years behind modern day society. Whereas a true Amish in their ways and culture are about double of that. So about 80 years behind modern day time. Meaning they, as time progresses, their way of life progresses to accommodate for the times. But their overall mission statement in life is to serve God and be sustainable, to be fair, to be a master of all trades, and to do nothing more than accept the gifts that the earth provides and recycle it back to it.
Pat, I think you might be onto something, bro. So, going along with your Hitler thing, right? Made me think. Well, where was this German Palestine region of the early 18th, early 19th century, right? Where are they talking about? And it's now located in what would be Upper Bolivia, that area, right? So then led me down thinking, well, I wonder where Hitler made his first concentration camp. Because if it was me, right, and I was going after a certain set of people and I wanted to lock them all up, wouldn't it make more sense to have the most concentrated area be where I locked the most of them? Right. That's where I would make my first camp. His first camp was, I can't really pronounce it, so I'm going to put the little screen share up so that way Pat can do it. Not that I'm stupid, people. It's just not a German person.
Dachau?
Yeah.
Dachau concentration camp.
Opened in Germany on March 22nd, 1933 in Upper Bolivia, South Germany. So there's that. So you just keep on talking about the Amish people, and I'm going to keep on digging, Pat. This is kind of fun. I don't know if it's fun for you, but it's fun for me, man.
Well, I mean, it says whatever you were reading, right? This is just research I've done on my own. You said it was a German Palestinian. Is that what you said? Now, the origins that I found about them are they are a combination of German, Dutch, and Poland, because they came from originally they were in Europe.
Yeah, no. What I had found is that most traditional Amish in America are from that German Palestine group. Not that all.
So, Okay. So almost all the Amish reside in North America. Coincidentally, now this is just by cross-referencing, they go from the Adirondack Mountains from New York. They run all the way around the Finger Lakes in general, the Great Lakes, or more specifically the Finger Lakes, into the Ohio Valley, up into Minnesota, up into Iowa, like Illinois. Like, they're all in that vicinity that wraps around the Finger Lakes or the Great Lakes. Well, there's the Finger Lakes and the Great Lakes, but the Great Lakes more specifically. Okay, this seems kind of specific because you're in a world that's surrounded by ocean. You have these particular Great Lakes, Huron, Superior, Ontario, Hudson, or not Hudson. No, I'm not looking like a dumbass. Now, when Hunter Biden was arrested one of the times, in his mugshot, he had a tattoo of the Finger Lakes on his back.
Yes, I remember that.
I wonder what the significance of that is. What is the importance of the waterways? Unless those areas, oh my God, I'm having a stoner breakthrough moment.
Amish country.
Or Amish country, but they also have all the tunnels. All the ground tunnels running around that whole area surrounding the Great Lakes and Finger Lakes, because that's how they smuggle humans, just through those tunnels. Surrounding the lakes, and they're protected by the Amish. And then when these people that get caught in these trafficking, they get lost and displaced, they send them to Amish people, and the Amish people reprogram them. Wow, I'm really reaching. I have no idea.
If y'all like this tonight, just remember to hit that like and subscribe button. I don't really know why Pat just kind of blanked out. I kind of zoned out reading this thing. So share this with your friends. You meet me on TikTok. I'm safety_meeting. This is Big Pat 007. It looks like he is over there packing another one.
It's a safety meeting, isn't it?
What did it mean to be a Mennonite during the Holocaust? The records of a Nazi death squad that killed tens of thousands of Jews in the Ukraine during the Second World War offer one perspective. The death squad, some German word, produced detailed reports of superiors in Berlin on a nearly daily basis during Hitler's invasion of the Soviet Union in 1941. In addition to malicious counts of, or I can't really read that word either. I'm sorry. I'm ignorant. Counts of Jews, communists, and others murdered under their command. The officers devoted substantial attention to the pockets of German-speaking communities, and they.
What do they speak?
Huh?
What do they speak?
Mennonite.
Their dominant language.
I don't know. I'll tell you one second. Let me finish reading this. You can talk about whatever. Ukraine encountered across Ukraine, including a large Mennonite settlements. These wartime documents. Da, da, da. I don't know. So what'd you ask? What do the Mennonites speak?
What's their dominant language? If they're all the descendants.
You may know that Pennsylvania, Germany, also known as Pennsylvania Dutchland, is primary language of the Amish.
Okay, so just I just was looking, right? So So I'm looking at blue-eyed people, right? I said blue-eyed origin. And I said, blue-eyed humans have a single common ancestor. This was published in 2008 by the University of Copenhagen. The new research shows that people with blue eyes have a single common ancestor. Scientists have tracked down a genetic mutation that took place approximately 6,000 to 10,000 years ago and is the cause of the eye color of all blue-eyed humans alive on the planet today. So, historically, blue-eyed people didn't exist until 6,000 to 10,000 years ago because of their mutation.
So, the Amish speak German as their first language, whereas right. most Mennonites speak English as their first language, but speak German as a backup, which tells me that they only speak German to communicate to the Amish. Right. And then when it tells you that the whole reason why the Mennonites even came to America was to evade persecution in the early 17th century, it said. So if that's the case, early 16th century. If that's the case, and there were still settlements in Germany during the World War, and they were going after the Mennonites also, what if it's not the Amish that are the lost people that Hitler spoke of, but yet the Mennonites? And that's why they fled. And then they had to flee again.
And then they saw these Amish people, and they decided to look like they live the way that they live as a disguise so they could blend in.
And that's why that's why they're kind of alike, but you just got little differences. We'll accept your technology and your cars and all like that. We'll wear colors.
Right. We'll have a cell phone, you know. So, okay, so we kind of have a background. We got a rough idea. We're just trying to guess. So.
And if the blue eye thing is nothing more than a mutation, that could just be a coincidence that the Amish happen to have the blue eyes, blonde hair gene. That, because through years of inbreeding, and they're clearly inbreeding, because there's no other way to sustain yourself if you're not going outside of your people.
But dude, there's so many large Amish communities. Marriages anyway.
I just read it just yesterday doing research on the Amish that they have a big, huge problem with inbreeding. They just don't care. They will marry.
I love you, also, Grandpa.
They will marry their first cousin, all that type of shit. Like here's another weird thing about the Amish people, because I think there's definitely some weird shit going on in Amish country. I kind of feel like they might have a hand in on the child sex ring. Like maybe this is where a lot of these children go to hide, then they hide them off for years. Because what's one weird facet of the Amish community, Pat? Don't know if you know this or not. Do you know why they can't have cars?
No.
The reason why an Amish person cannot own a vehicle is not because of modern technology, like they'll try to tell you. The real reason is because they do not want the community to feel like they can just up and leave. Because if you felt like you could just up and leave the lifestyle at any time, you would. That's why they also make it that if you do leave, we shun you and you can never come back. You can't talk to your mom. Can't talk to your dad. You can't talk to your kids. You can't talk to nobody. Everyone here is dead to you, and you are dead to us. It's like you never existed.
Mennonite.
This is Amish people.
Point is, these people, there's so much mystique about them. But they do their own thing. They live their lives, right?
But why do they get amnesty?
What makes them so special?
Exactly. What makes them so special? What do they work for the government?
How do they actually own the land that they sustain? Or are they just working for somebody else?
That's what I'm saying. Because think about it. Like you said, Hunter Biden had that tattoo of the, of that region in upstate
Finger Lakes, upstate New York.
And that's Amish country. His daddy's from where?
Delaware.
What? No, no. Where was he born and raised? Scranton.
Daddy?
PA. His daddy, Scranton, PA.
Oh, right.
Amish country. Right? So what?
Maybe that's how they've been getting away with it for so long.
So what if these Amish people are just like little sleeper cells all throughout the country, right? That we all think are peace loving, faring people, don't do anything wrong. Because, like, I was reading an article while doing research on Amish people about how they have a huge problem of sexual assault in the Amish community, but it just goes untalked about because A, they refuse to speak to their children and all females. They do not teach females anything about sex. They don't teach you the names of your anatomy, nothing. Right? What does that do? What does that do, though? A little 5-year-old girl gets raped and then gets told, you can't say anything or else it's a sin. And the reason why it happened was because you didn't pray hard enough for it not to happen. Right? So you make her at fault. But now she can't even describe to you what happened because she doesn't know what these things are called. So really, they don't know anything bad, anything wrong really just happened. Because you just told me that God let it happen to me because it was my fault, because I didn't pray hard enough for it not to happen. So that means it must have been supposed to have happened.
Pretty heavy, Joe.
Okay, so why? Yeah, hell yeah, life is heavy. So what if they're using all these people as ways to hide all these children and all these missing people and shit like that, right?
I mean, it's an excellent question.
You already have a society to where you made it so they can't flee, they can't run. Every household has guns, and only controlled by the man.
And think about our lives, right? Think about how when we were growing up. Think about when we go into the grocery stores or the big, you know, department stores, and you see, or you know, even fucking post office and shit, gas stations, and you see missing children on, you know, telephone
cartons, everything.
But nobody talked about it, so therefore you only saw it in those moments, at those things, and that's also a problem. You know, like, so by us talking about these things, just bringing out the idea into the air, just because it's something that should be talked about as a whole, you know, like people talk about it, but it unfortunately is a lifestyle, and it's been a lifestyle for so long that it almost became normalized from generation to generation to generation to generation.
I think it has been normalized, to be honest with you.
It's always unacceptable. It's unacceptable behavior, and it's a mortal sin.
I think that we are actually in the slim majority on this one. I think for the most part, it has been extremely normalized, and always throughout every sense of society, all throughout history. I don't think it's a right thing. I don't think it's normal, and I would never participate in it. But what I'm saying is the world that we live in is 100% making it normal. Our TV shows, the way they're trying to gear the fucking laws. We fucking voted a pedophile as president. Right?
Right.
You know, and then if you really want to go down this road, you got the priests in the Catholic Church for years now, and no one really bats an eye. Everyone still goes to church.
You got the Pope. He wears the fucking pedophile insignia on his garments.
Exactly. Like, they clearly use baby fetuses and shit like that to cure themselves of ailments and make themselves look younger. All the way down. Have you seen the clip of the Steve Harvey show where the woman goes to give him the lotion and he goes, well, hell, he's like, Oprah did it, I might as well. And she splits it on his hand and he goes, wait a second, why is this red? And she goes, well, hold on, I'll tell you in a second. And then rubs it on his hand and then tells him, well, it's from the foreskin of an aborted fetus. Like, A, you didn't have to tell me that you just rubbed dick on my hand. And B, you're just going to openly admit that you guys are using babies to cure yourselves of ailments and live forever?
You just admitted on television that the organ harvesting exists?
Exactly. Huh. And no one batted
an eye? It's a conspiracy.
I think the dude on our live yesterday said it perfectly. There is no more conspiracy. At this point, everything has pretty much been proven to be true. You just have to know. You just have to be open enough to admit it.
Right. And stop calling us fucking dumb or out of our minds. Believe me, guys. You know, sometimes I know
you're
we talk about...
You're an idiot for doing research.
Right. The day you stop educating yourself is the day you've given up on life.
There's actually a statistic to this, right? Like, they've done, like, scientific trials. The day you stop, like, living life in the sense of, like, learning and being physically active is the day you start increasingly dying even faster. So, in my opinion, that's the day you die. The day you stop learning shit and the day you stop doing shit on a daily basis is the day you fucking die. Because if you're not learning nothing and you're not trying to better yourself, what the fuck are you doing?
Right.
That's what kills me.
Make sure to hit that like. Make sure to hit that subscribe. Make sure to hit that little bell. Let you know. Notification.
That's what kills me about some young people, right? They'll sit there and they'll swear to God, man, at the age 18, 21, 25, that they know it all. They got it all figured out.
You know shit.
You don't know shit. Man, at the age of 33, I don't know a goddamn thing. There's going to be something tomorrow that's going to hit me in the face. I'm like, well, damn, I didn't see that coming. Like,
right.
Come on, man. If you think you don't know a goddamn thing.
Yo, I got an example of just when you think you got it all figured out. Because I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I got it all figured out. But I live a stress-free life. For the most part, to me that's a victory in its own. But just when you think you all have it all figured out, reality has to come through and get your reality check. Here's my example. So, the day before yesterday, I'm outside with the kids throwing the football around because it was a pretty decent day for December, and my daughter throws the ball up. I go to fucking make the catch. As you see, I have this big ass bandage right here on my palm right now. Well, I made the catch, but I ended up laying out for it, right? And I came down, and we're out on the street, okay? Now, the reason why I said that's the reality check is even though you may think you got shit figured out, all it takes is a second for you to be down on your face in the mud.
Fuck Tom Brady.
Hurting like hell, reminding you that you are 39 years old. You do not need to be laying out in the middle of fucking street for a football. Not to impress the kids, because they don't care. They would only let that shit go anyway. Reality check, folks. It's a good one, too. It looked like a lightning bolt. Really gnarly.
looked like he jacked off Harry Potter. I'm not gonna lie.
Just when you think you got everything figured out, you know, you don't got shit.
Fuck
just
no.
Because you're riding a good wave doesn't mean that the next negative wave is gonna come through. You just gotta be better prepared for it.
Pat, you feeling safe?
Always feeling safe, bro.
Y'all like this. Remember, hit that like, hit that subscribe. And as always, fuck Tom Brady, fucking bastard.
Tom Brady. Fuck him. You want to know why, guys? You want to know why? Tell him why, Joe. Why? Tell him why.
Because he's a cheating bastard. All right? And I ain't gonna lie, if he was the Tom Brady that's in Tampa being all sassy and shit 20 years ago, I might have liked him.
Right.
Because I like dickhead shit. But no homo.
Wow.
But yeah, man, that guy's just a cheating bastard. Fuck him.
Fuck him. Shout out to Elon Musk, man of the year.
Hell yeah. RIP to Demaryius Thomas. Rest in peace, brother.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace to all those people that died in the tornado.
Facts. Ripped through the fucking country.
Pray that your rebuild goes as smoothly as possible.
Yo, did you hear before we sign out, did you guys happen to hear about the dude that brung his grill down to Mayfield, Kentucky, the part that was hit really bad? He brought down his grill and a bunch of meat. And just said, well, these people are without and water and shit. He's like, these people are without food and water in their homes. He's like, the least I could do is ride down and cook them something to eat and give them something to drink. That's how you fucking help people, man. Random acts of kindness.
America.
I like to call it RAC. All right. I know it's not the perfect acronym, but random acts of kindness. It's how you change the world. You ain't got to do some big elaborate shit and like all of that. Just little things, man. Little things is what people remember. No one remembers the big thing that happened. Your kid is never going to remember the big Christmas present. Right? But you know what they are going to remember? That weird fucking conversation that they had with you or their uncle or whoever at the Christmas party later that night. And they just sat there laughing for fucking 10 to 15 minutes. They're going to remember that.
Facts. Be weird. It's okay to be weird.
Fuck yeah. I mean, if we weren't weird, we wouldn't be here. And that is a fact, people.
There's only one way. It takes all of us.
Cherish
good. Moments. Be good to each other.
Cherish small moments. Stay toasty, my friends.
Feeling safe yet?